common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, June 22nd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the Supreme Court decision briefly. And some other things that are happening in the swamp. Is it being drained? Is it being filled? What is happening as we see some reshuffling of the bureaucracy here? But I think everybody is missing the point on this Supreme Court decision about online sales tax. It isn't about whether or not consumers are going to be paying more money. It isn't about whether it's going to help local businesses versus Amazon, whatever. You can have those arguments either way, back and forth. A lot of people disagree with that. I think the real issue, like it is on so many different issues, just like it was on marriage, homosexual marriage, when they recognize that, I think the real issue is not the efficacy of this. The real issue isn't whether this is a good or bad policy. The real issue is the 10th Amendment. They don't have the right to make this decision for people. We have different jurisdictions, different states. And when you're in a different state, you should not be bothered with this. And you go back, talk about the Commerce Clause. Well, the Commerce Clause was about the free exercise of trade, not about restricting or taxing it. So anyway, that's my take on it. We'll talk about that a little bit more along with the other swamp stuff. And I saw a comment after the discussions we had, I think it was on Wednesday, I was talking to Lionel. Of course, I had talked a great deal about the child kidnapping, so forth, allegedly happening at the border. This has now reached such heights of hypocrisy that not only what Peter Fonda was doing, but what Time Magazine was doing with the photoshopping and everything, the father of the child that they're using as their icon has spoken out, shown the fraud of that. But so I was talking about that. I saw a comment from one person said, you haven't really talked enough about, or you haven't, you used to say something about the people, the kids who are kidnapped for other reasons. And I said, well, you know, I have said something about that. I did mention that. But I thought, you know, I think I mentioned that just in passing. I mentioned it a couple of times in passing. We're going to focus on that today. We're going to talk about what happens when the government really takes the kids, kidnaps the kids. CPS. This is something we've talked about many times here at InfoWars. I'm going to double down on this, and I'm going to show you the real hypocrisy of the left. It isn't just about the fact that Obama and Pelosi and Feinstein and Bush and all these, that they had been separating parents from kids when the parents crossed illegally and endangered their children doing that. That isn't the real hypocrisy. That's enough hypocrisy. But the real hypocrisy is the fact that they don't and still don't care about these other kids that are being taken away. And the hypocrisy of people like Rachel Maddow, who cries crocodile tears over that, but doesn't cry about these other heartbreaking stories. So they don't get their kids back. These kids have been separated. They're being reunited now. But when CPS takes your kids, they don't get reunited in many cases. But of course, Rachel Maddow crying crocodile tears for all this stuff. She was the one who was defending Planned Parenthood when you had the Center for Medical Progress exposing the fact that they were separating babies, not just from their mothers to kill them, but then separating their body parts and selling them off for profit. That's when Rachel Maddow got involved. She didn't cry any tears for that situation. So we'll talk about that. Now, we got about a minute here before we go to break. We had a pastor who got involved as a Good Samaritan. Shoots and kills a gun-wielding carjacker in a Walmart parking lot. He's an armed off-duty paramedic. He is also a pastor, being hailed as a hero after he shot and killed a shooting suspect in a Washington State Walmart. He said, this was a traumatic experience for all of those, or for all of us involved, not just for the people who were shot by this hijacker. There were people who were shot by him. He heard the shots going off. And he stopped it. And this is the takeaway quote, folks. And I'm going to repeat this in the next segment because this needs to be heard a couple of times. I carry a firearm for the same reason I carry a first aid bag, hoping not to use them, but being prepared nevertheless. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, June 22nd, 2018. And we had a Good Samaritan, as I was just telling everyone at the top of the hour, if you were joining us, I'm going to briefly repeat this. This was in Miami. Armed off-duty paramedic, who is also a pastor, stepped up and saved people by killing a carjacker who had already shot some people in Miami. He said as he came forward, this is something that happened on Sunday, I think it was. It happened over the weekend, I believe. Yeah, Sunday afternoon. He came forward on Wednesday and talked about this. He said, this was a traumatic experience for us and all of those involved. You never want to have a situation where we have to use the gun. But he said, I carry a firearm. This is a guy, he's a paramedic, he is a pastor, and he is now a Good Samaritan who saved people's lives by using his gun. He said, I carry a firearm for the same reason I carry a first aid bag, hoping not to use them, but being prepared nonetheless. He heard shots being fired. This guy was trying to carjack a person. And he had already shot the guy who was in the car, shot at he and his wife. The guy's son said, that bystander who stopped this attack, who shot that guy, he's a hero. That guy could have killed both of my parents and many more people because he'd already shot them and he was trying to attack other people at the time. So it was ongoing. And this pastor stops this. Now, as that is happening, DC Clothesline points out that a U.S. Conference of Mayors has just called for more gun confiscation legislation. We have a study in contrast here, don't we? It's always the cities, isn't it? It's the Conference of Mayors. The people that Thomas Jefferson said are a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of mankind, the cities that these mayors preside over. And so they came up with this statement that they adopted. They want to aggressively promote strong policies to reduce gun violence that are all consistent with our support for the Second Amendment. Yeah, really? Okay, well, here's some of those policies that are consistent with the Second Amendment. And let's see if you think that they're consistent with the Second Amendment or with the more transcendent principles even. It isn't the Second Amendment that gives us those rights. It's God that gives us those rights. And it's the Declaration of Independence that says that our rights come from God, that we possess these rights of self-defense, among other things, because we're human beings, that all humans have the right to defend themselves, to defend other people. You know, he's a pastor. What is your role as a Christian? Is it not to defend innocent life? And so they talk about some of the measures that they're going to take consistent with recognizing your God-given liberty to protect yourself and the stated principle that government will not interfere with that. Like say, they're going to have more regulations. Turn that right into a government-granted privilege. They're going to limit the number of guns you can purchase. They're going to ban, and they're going to have lots of talk about banning in here. That's one of their favorite words. Banning replica handguns. Increasing inspection of licensed gun dealers. They want to ban assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. They want an effective ban on military-style assault weapons. They want to ban large-capacity ammunition. They want to oppose concealed carry reciprocity. So even if you've been vetted by local law enforcement, even if you jumped through all their hoops and said, I'll try to peacefully coexist with you, even though it is not your authority to tell me what rights I have. I possess these rights as a human being. Even when you go to that step, they don't want to recognize, your permits. They want to provide local governments, law enforcement officials, access to ATF gun trace data. In other words, let's snitch on people. Let's also oppose self-defense. So they're going to oppose stand your ground, shoot first laws. They want to encourage mayors to take executive action. They want to oppose proposals to allow teachers, other non-law enforcement people to carry guns in schools to protect people, like we just saw this pastor and paramedic protect people in the parking lot. It wasn't even his life that was being threatened. He stepped up to the situation. He ran toward the gunfire. That's why we call people heroes. Putting on a uniform does not make you a hero. Putting on a uniform does not mean that you're going to run to the fire and you're going to put your life at risk, whether that is gunfire or a burning building. You know, when people do that, even if they are trained to do that, even if they're paid to do that, even if they're wearing a uniform, we still call them heroes, because that's not the normal response as we saw at Parkland. That's not what those cops were doing. So they want to stop that. Now, if you're in a classroom and somebody breaks in there and they're shooting, it's not just that you're running in there as a hero. You're doing this in self-defense. You're trying to save your life. That was what the man who stopped the shooter in the Waffle House did. He said, don't call me a hero. I was trying to save my life. I took that gun away from that guy when it jammed or he was reloading or whatever. You're going to take a different kind of action if your life is in danger. You know, if you're backed in the corner, then you are if it's happening to somebody else. Most people's response is to run or to hide. But, of course, they want to ban people possessing firearms if you're young and so forth. And then all the red flag lists and everything. These are the mayors of the cities that they want to lock you into, because they know that cities are a very effective means to control you. And they're calling for more gun confiscation legislation. All that stuff I just read out to you. But, oh, don't worry. That is all consistent with the Second Amendment, they say. And then we have this. Grab the clip, Julian, video clip number 6. You know, I saw this. This is a story today from the BBC. How trying to stay cool can make the world even hotter. I thought, seriously, are they bringing this up again, demonizing air conditioning? Yes, they are. Air conditioning systems that keep homes, offices, and shops cool on hot days are rapidly gaining in popularity in a warming world, says the BBC. But is all this extra electricity they're going to use to, is it going to exacerbate climate change? Well, Obama knows the answer. As a matter of fact, he told us, I think it was back in 2013, he went to Africa and he lectured the people there. And here's what he had to say about this very issue. This has already been answered 5 years ago by their icon, President Obama. He knows. So this is a rhetorical question being asked today again by the BBC. Here's the answer from Barack Obama as to whether or not you can have air conditioning.
Africa, we're going to all have to work together to find ways in which collectively we reduce carbon, but we make sure that there's some differentiation so that countries that are very wealthy are expected to do more.
He's getting off script there a little bit.
Countries that are still developing, you know, obviously they shouldn't be resigned to poverty simply because, you know, the West and Europe and America got there first.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But listen to
that
what
wouldn't
he
be fair.
Up
but
with.
Everybody's going to have to do something.
That'd be fair.
Everybody's going to have to make some important choices here. And, you know, I expect that it's going to be your generation that helps lead this, because if we don't, it's going to be your generation that suffers the most. Ultimately, if you think about all the youth that everybody's mentioned here in Africa, if everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over unless we find new ways of producing energy.
Yeah, there you go. So, all y'all Africans, you know, we did get there first with the air conditioning in the car, so you can forget it. You're not going to be allowed to have it under Obama and the European Union and the Paris Climate Treaty Accord. They're going to tell you what you can and can't have. They're going to tell different countries what industries they can and can't have. They're going to tell different people that they can or cannot have a car. Oh, yeah, they're going to tell you about that car thing. They're going to lock you up in those cities with those mayors who don't think you've got any God-given rights or liberties. They're going to tell you you can't have air conditioning, and he's saying that to Africans. Yeah, y'all didn't know. Y'all didn't know that Barack Obama was half white and 100% CIA. That's right. Yeah, y'all Africans, y'all can't have air conditioning in cars. You'd burn up the planet. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. And I was just talking about Obama having the audacity to go to Africa and telling them, y'all can't have air conditioning and cars, you'd boil the planet over. You know? Just because we got there first, we get to keep the air conditioning in the cars. Well, yeah, not really. Not really. Like I said, they're going to take away your cars. They're going to take away your guns, lock you up in the cities. They're going to follow you everywhere you go. It's called warfare, folks. Controlling the way that people move, communicate, and shoot. That's the way you control a population. That's what the smart cities are about. That's what the rent your car by the ride agenda is about. The 5G smart cities that they're creating and pushing people into with eminent domain, taking away the property rights of farmers, miners, ranchers, loggers, and taking away your property rights if you're in the suburbs. That's already happening in Washington State. When I was up there for vacation last year, I saw that. It's already moved beyond the rural areas to the suburban areas. And as they're pushing this global warming stuff, I saw this article a couple of days ago, NBC pushing this out. Global warming now brought to you by your local newscaster, weathercaster. This is not something new, folks. This is something they've been working really hard for. As a matter of fact, when they had the American Meteorological Society, had their convention here in Austin, I think it's about 5 years ago, I went there and covered it. Did a roving report and looked at everything that was happening there. For the most part, they were doing real science. I mean, you had a lot of meteorologists and scientists who were measuring weather. They would create models. I mean, there were hundreds of different weather models, and they had presentations, and they had lectures, and they had just aisle after aisle after aisle of people showing their project that they had done and the data that they had done and how accurately their model had been able to predict the weather, whether it was temperature or rain or whatever. And guess what? It wasn't quite there. That's why you have hundreds of people still doing it. Nevertheless, they could close that loop when it comes to weather. They could take the conditions that they thought were relevant. They could run them through their computer model. Then they could observe the results and say, well, okay, we got it right kind of here, but we totally missed it over here, whatever. And that's what that whole convention was about. And there was only one exhibit there that wasn't scientific. And that was an organization that was funded by George Soros. And they were there to harangue the weather forecasters for not pushing global warming. And the interesting thing about it was they had a chart up. I did a report on it. Maybe I'll pull that in and give you more information about that, because I don't remember the exact numbers. But if I remember correctly, most of the meteorologists didn't even believe in global warming, because they're looking at the temperatures and they know how the temperatures are measured. And the founder of the Weather Channel, who just recently passed away, frequent guest on InfoWars, said, look, they had analog temperature gauges. Where they're collecting the temperatures now are different from where they collected them before. They're putting them more and more urban areas, their heat islands and so forth. But the accuracy that they had wasn't within 1 degree. Now, this is nonsense when you go back to the days. I mean, we haven't been measuring temperature that long, maybe a century or so. Most of the places that they're measuring temperature now, they don't even have that long of a record. And when they were measuring the temperatures, they were measuring them with analog thermometers. They weren't getting fractional degree accuracy. This is something I remember from my days in engineering. The old timers would laugh at us when we'd come in with our digital calculator with 10 digits past the decimal point, say, get out of here. You know, real world isn't like that. You know, slide rule with 3 digits of significance is accurate enough for the real world, because it's all kind of an approximation anyway, and errors of measurement. So he would poo-poo that. He'd say, you're going to tell me that the world's going to melt down if your temperature measurement averages change by more than a degree? Give me a break. That was within the tolerance of error most of my lifetime we were measuring this stuff. So most of meteorologists didn't even believe there was global warming, let alone man-made global warming, and they were bemoaning that. Said, you guys have so much control over the public's opinion. You should be able to do something about this. You must do something about this. So they were pushing that really hard. And now they ran a article here on NBC News talking about how one guy is doing that in New England. And, you know, he's seen the light. And now he is evangelizing people into man-made climate change. And this group, I think, the Climate Matters. I believe that's the same group. I have to go back and look at that, but I believe that's the same group that was funded by George Soros. So just understand where that's all headed. And when Barack Obama goes to Africa, tells the Africans there, y'all can't have cars and air conditioning, you know, first world, we got there first. Now that's exactly what was going to be happening. Just the arbitrary attitude with these people running the world that would run the Paris Climate Treaty, saying to one area, oh, you guys can have this, but you can't have that. You can build this, but you can't build that. You can't have power. That'd burn up the planet. Kind of like Barack Obama saying, y'all can't have private jets. I got a private jet. I got there first. But if you guys get a private jet, it's going to boil the planet. Yeah, that's exactly what he's been telling people. All right, so let's get to something serious now after the nonsense of climate change and global man-made global warming. Let's talk about the lies that have been told this last week. One of the most, this has been going on for about a week. One of the biggest propaganda campaigns I have seen, and now it's unraveling. Kind of interesting. Let's go back to 1994. You know, we played that clip of Obama 5 years ago. Let's play one of Dianne Feinstein from about 24 years ago. Here she is talking about immigration. Video clip number 8.
I think we can enforce our borders. I think we should enforce our borders. To have a situation where 40% of the babies born on Medicaid in California today are born of illegal immigrants creates a very real problem for the state, which is in deficit.
Look, of course you can enforce the borders.
Let me finish.
I agree.
To have 17% of our prison population at a cost of $300 million a year be illegal immigrants who come here and commit felonies, that's not what this nation is all about.
Of course.
Well, that's kind of scary, isn't it, when Dianne Feinstein's talking tougher than Trump? Yeah, that's really where we are right now. That's really scary. And then we got Obama saying, yeah, I'm tough. I'm tough on the border. Here's Obama.
The system's still broken. And to truly deal with this issue, Congress needs to act. And that moment is now. This week, the Senate will consider a common sense bipartisan bill that is the best chance we've had in years to fix our broken immigration system.
This is a broken record.
It will build on what we've done and continue to strengthen our borders. It will make sure that businesses and workers are all playing by the same set of rules. And it includes tough penalties for those who don't. It's fair for middle class families by making sure that those who are brought into the system pay their fair share in taxes. And for services.
Amnesty.
And it's fair for those who try to immigrate legally by stopping those who try to skip the line. It's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this bill isn't perfect. It's a compromise. And going forward, nobody's going to get everything that they want. Not Democrats, not Republicans, not me. But this is a bill that's largely consistent with the principles that I and the people on this stage have laid out for common sense.
Let's hold it right there. Have you heard that before? Have you heard it again and again and again? And of course, the first time we heard that speech was back in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan and the Republicans gave us amnesty, and then they were going to fix the immigration problem. They were going to get border security. And we've heard that broken record for a long time, but they have a record of broken promises. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you
realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. The bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals, including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go, and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about what happens when the government really takes the kids. I wish we had made that the title of our news broadcast today and the article out there, because that's really what I'm going to be focusing on. It's not about whether or not President Trump is demanding action. It's not really anything that he needs. He doesn't need to demand that the government or the Congress do anything. He's the president. He needs to take action, not demand that somebody else do something. And, of course, he has taken action. And there's been a big pushback. And we got a poll from Rasmussen saying these kids are being separated at the border. Is that the fault of the government? Guess who they said that that's the fault of, most of the people. 54% of the people, in spite of all the propaganda from the mainstream media, 54% of the people in the Rasmussen poll say it's the parents' fault. Yes, it is. We're going to show you why that is. 54% of the people said it's the parents' fault. And it was really clear with the unaffiliated voters. They were 56% about where the average was. Republicans, 82% of them said that it was the parents. But 60% of them said the Democrats said that the government is to blame for enforcing the law. Yeah, don't enforce the law. Don't enforce the law. Folks, that is what DACA is. DACA is the Obama administration, Janet Napolitano, and Barack Obama saying, we're not going to enforce the law and we're not going to enforce the borders. And they get angry if you enforce the law, if you enforce the borders. They're not going to change it because they don't have the courage to change it. They don't have the courage to say we're going to have open borders. They don't have the courage to say there's not going to be any borders. There's not going to be any border enforcement. They call it DACA, and then they don't even want to talk about that. They want to talk about dreamers and so forth. But we got Pelosi out there saying that Trump's policies are outside of the circle of civilized human behavior. Well, that's not what the American people believe. You haven't really sold that, even with the Democrat media out there, the Demstream media. The president, she said, is either not knowing, not caring, delusional, in denial about his own policies being outside the circle of civilized human behavior. Well, I just played for you Feinstein. I played for you Obama. They used to say all these different things until they wet their finger and stuck it in the air and saw what was happening in the demographic change as they realized that they could bring about their planned collapse of our society. It wasn't happening quickly enough just with the welfare state alone. They needed to have outside help to collapse the welfare state more quickly. And that's when they decide they would open up the borders. But as we look at this poll, again, 54% likely U.S. voters say parents are more to blame for breaking the law. They said 75% of Democrats think the Trump administration is too aggressive, but only 23% of Republicans. 46% of unaffiliated voters think that the administration is too aggressive. Isn't that interesting? Because when it comes to President Trump's statement about not being a migrant camp, 54% of the people agree with President Trump. So they don't want the U.S. to be a migrant camp, but they don't want him to do anything about it either because they're afraid of all these pictures that are shown of the kids, and they don't realize they're being gaslighted about that. The gaslight lies. Let's play that clip where they agree with President Trump. 54% of the people agree with this. Only 30% disagree. Another 16% don't know anything. I don't know. I don't know. They're undecided. But here's that statement from President Trump, video 9.
The United States will not be a migrant camp, and it will not be a refugee holding facility. Won't be. You look at what's happening in Europe, you look at what's happening in other places, we can't allow that to happen to the United States, not on my watch. For the rest of the world, you look at everything that's taking place, pick up your newspapers this morning, and you see. We want safety and we want security for our country. If the Democrats would sit down instead of obstructing, we could have something done very quickly. Good for the children, good for the country, good for the world. It could take place quickly. We could have an immigration bill. We could have child separation. We're stuck with these horrible laws. They're horrible laws. What's happening is so sad. It's so sad. And it can be taken care of quickly, beautifully, and we'll have safety.
So why do we have this indecision, this dichotomy, these contradictory feelings from the American people? It's like, we don't want to have this country turned into a migrant camp. But at the same time, they want the president to not be as aggressive at the border. Why is that? Well, you know why it is. It's because of that Getty picture of that little two-year-old girl that they photoshopped on the Trump, under the Time magazine cover. Earlier this morning, I tweeted out, you know, there's a time to lie and there's a time to tell the truth. To every narrative, there is a season. Turn, turn, turn. Remember that old song from the Turtles? Actually, they were quoting the Bible. But this is the time to tell the truth, folks. Time magazine is where they tell the lies. And of course, that magazine cover that I'm sure you've all seen, not because you pay any attention to Time magazine, they're going bankrupt, but because everybody looks at Drudge Report. And he put it up because it was so outrageous. Pull that cover up and show people what that looks like if they're watching the broadcast here. But what they did was they photoshopped the little two-year-old girl who was standing there, standing with her mother, by the way, in that picture. They were not separated. She was not separated from her mother. Her mother was being talked to by a police officer, border control officer or something. And they were not separated. It's not clear that they were ever separated. Now the father is speaking out about what truly happened. There's the picture. So they photoshopped the little girl away from her mother. She was never separated from her mother except on the Time magazine cover and in the lying narrative of the mainstream media, the things that they've been lying about this entire week. That's when she got separated. It was the fake cover, the fake news, the fake narrative. And it is time for that to end. So here's what's happening now. We got even the Washington Post saying the crying Honduran girl on the cover of Time was not separated from her mother, says the father. Time is up on your lying narrative. This is the time now to tell the truth. Daily Mail says, quoting the father, they're together and they're safe. The father of the two-year-old says the image broke his heart. Yes, it broke all of America's heart. And we had Rachel Maddow crying in tears, and it was all a lie. It was all a lie. He spoke out about the status of his wife, Sandra, 32, from Honduras. The little daughter, two-year-old daughter, Yanela, became the face of the immigration crisis after a Getty photographer snapped a photo of her in tears standing next to her mother, folks. Now, Sandra, the mother, and I want to tell you the story of how she got here. Very interesting. Part of a group that was caught by Border Patrol agents after making their way across the Rio Grande River on a raft. She set out on her journey from Honduras to the U.S. 6 in the morning, June 3rd, and paid $6,000 to a coyote. Yeah, she's working with the human traffickers, paid them $6,000 to take her and her two-year-old daughter on a dangerous journey. Now, the father didn't go. He said, this is too dangerous. I'm not risking my life. I don't want you to take my daughter, but she did it anyway. She paid $6,000. Where'd you get that kind of money? Well, he says, I've got a good job here. He says, I wouldn't risk my life to do that. It's hard to find a good job here. That's why many people choose to leave, but thank God I have a good job here. And I would never risk my life making that journey, but the mother did. The mother risked $6,000, risked her life, risked her child's life, and that's what the people understand in this Rasmussen poll. She endangered her child's life. She abandoned the father. She broke the family and put her child's life at risk. And now we have seen this child has been kidnapped and separated by her mother, according to Time magazine photoshoppers, by President Trump, that evil man. No, quite frankly, I think she's the evil mother. Breaking the family, endangering the child, and then you have Time magazine jumping in and the rest of the media to make an issue out of it. We'll tell you when the government really takes the kid.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to get into this fake story about the 2-year-old girl from Honduras. How they fake this. And then I really want to get into the meat that I want to get into. It'll probably be the next hour. It's when government really takes your kids and doesn't give them back. This is a sad story. I have people sending me their personal stories all the time. I just don't have the time to go through the long back and forth legal documents of a particular case in most instances. But I'm going to give you some anecdotes, some things that are happening in Minnesota and North Carolina and many other states. They believe that they can take your children and that you don't have any protections under the Constitution. They don't need to get a warrant. They said, we can just take them. If we're CPS or we're law enforcement, we can just take them. And you better sign this document just giving them over to us, or we're going to make it even more difficult for you to ever get them back. That's the real heartbreak. And it's typically, interestingly enough, the Democrats who are pushing this, the Democrats who want to take the kids away because there is homeschooling going on, or because the parents want to opt out of their vaccine schedule. So the Democrats in California want to try to separate you from your kids. We have some of these people who were separated from their kids because there was spanking going on. Somebody saw a spanking happening. Yeah, that really happened. Really happened. And you know, there's a right way to do that. There's a wrong way to do that. It's not a clear cut decision that any kind of corporal punishment is bad. Quite frankly, I grew up in school systems where they did that. I don't want strangers doing that to my kids because I think it needs to be done with love and understanding and not by some stranger who doesn't know them. So I don't support corporal punishment in schools. I don't support schools, period. Except with my taxpayer money that they hold a gun to my head and make me send money to these kids so that they can put all kinds of nonsense into their minds. That's child abuse as well. But we're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We have a new sale on Immune Gargle, and that, of course, contains nano silver. You can use it as a topical disinfectant, even on your hands, for example, because silver kills viruses and bacteria. But you can also spray it as a mouthwash. That's why we call it Immune Gargle. We have it in an all-sizes combo. So you can pick it up in all the sizes that we offer as a combo, get 50% off. So we have it with a spray, and that has a spray bottle, has a small quantity in it. We have another bottle that's a little bit larger with more of it, and then the big bottle. So you can get all three of those together, 50% off. We also have AlexaPure products, both air filters and water filters. And I have both of those at home, 25% off. I just gave you a story a couple of days ago about Monsanto, the first trial of someone that believes that they got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from glyphosate, a Roundup that makes its way into the water supply. It can be there if you're on city water or if you're on well water. I gave you the story about how I believe that my dog was killed by that. People who were treating their lawns with Roundup and other herbicides back in the 1980s. So I use an AlexaPure water filter for my dog, as well as for my family. I wouldn't give my dog the water that comes out of the tap or out of my ground water well, because when you're out in a rural area, that you're likely to have glyphosate. But, of course, if you're in an urban area, you can have that as well as lead that they put into the that leaches into the system because they change the chemicals in it, or deliberately dumping in things like fluoride. And finally, we have ExtenderWise. Our new product is there. Our new heart support formula, fish oil, and other things, 35% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. It's what funds this program. Now, getting back to this phony cover, you know, we've had Facebook allows this organization to use these fake news stories about this little girl, just like Time magazine is lying. They photoshopped the little girl away from her mother because she was originally standing next to her mother in the picture, and have her being bullied and kidnapped by President Trump. And of course, that kind of fake news program allowed this Facebook organization to raise nearly $18 million for, as Breitbart puts it, a border cause. Let's understand what that border cause is. That border cause is open borders. Who's going to get that money? Is that $18 million going to go to that little two-year-old girl? No, no. And as I was saying before, this girl, this whole story of this two-year-old icon that they've got there. They keep telling us, we got to keep the families together. It was the mother who broke the family up. It was the mother who abandoned the husband in Honduras and took the kid. This is what he said. He said, my wife had previously mentioned her wish to go to the United States for a better future, quote unquote, but did not tell him or her family members that she was planning to make the trek. He said, I didn't support it. I asked her why. Why would she want to put our little girl through that? But it was her decision at the end of the day. She gets up one day, 6 a.m. in the morning, runs away with the daughter and with $6,000 because he's got a pretty good job in Honduras, but not good enough for her. She wants to go to America. Land of gold, right? He said, I don't have any resentment for my wife, but I do think it was irresponsible of her to take the baby with her in her arms because we didn't know what could happen. She paid $6,000 to some human traffickers to get her across the border, the dangerous border. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it was irresponsible. It was crazy. He goes on to say, I would not risk my life for that. I've got a good job here. A lot of people don't have a good job, but I have a good job. Obviously, he does, because she had $6,000 of cash to pay these human traffic smugglers. What a fake story here. So it's not President Trump breaking up the family. It's this mother breaking up the family unnecessarily. And it's not about safety for the kid. She endangered the kid. But it is about a political agenda of open borders, just like we're talking about with gun control, folks. They don't want to take measures that make things safer for the kids in school. No, they want the kids to remain in danger in the schools, because every time there's a school shooting, because they don't have any armed teachers to protect themselves or to protect the kids, every time there's a school shooting, they can use that to push what they really want, which is gun control and gun confiscation. And they will endanger children to get that agenda accomplished, just like they will endanger children by encouraging these parents to make that dangerous journey, encouraging parents to break up their families so they can get their agenda of open borders. The guy who took it, the photographer, John Moore of Getty Images, said, I only claimed that the mother and daughter faced, quote unquote, possible separation. Possible separation. They were not separated. And so they used us to lie. And the group that made the $18 million is called Races. Races. It's Races. R-A-I-C-E-S. Races. Reunite an immigrant parent with their child. Oh, they were never divided. Except by the mother, who took the child away from the father. But again, Races. That kind of harkens back to La Raza, doesn't it? The race is the most important. That means the race in Hispanic. The race is the most important thing. Everything for the race of Hispanics. Peter Fonda, now called a domestic terrorist by the ICE agents that he attacked. He encouraged people to hack the system, get the addresses of ICE agents, Customs and Border Patrol agents around their homes, find out what schools their kids go to, so forth and so on. And they said this. They said, law enforcement isn't pleasant, Peter. It isn't a movie. For us, the bad guys and the constant danger are real. Ask the Tucson agent who was shot last week by illegal aliens, Peter. Yes, Peter, the bullets were actually real. Do his traumatized children deserve to be terrorized at their schools because he's a Border Patrol agent? What about his wife, his widow? Should she be hunted down and terrorized too? What about the children of agents who've been killed in the line of duty, Peter? Should they be terrorized at school as well? I said, Peter, you are a despicable, hateful, spoiled, entitled punk. Your life of privilege, oh yes, that's the real privilege. The privilege of being born in Hollywood, being the child of a famous actor, even if you can't act. He's got a movie that I think was part of what he was trying to promote, opening up today in five, count them, five theaters across the country. And Sony, that put together this this film, I imagine somebody at Sony is getting fired right about now. You made a film with who? With Peter Fonda? And anyway, like I said yesterday, they got to put people in cages to get them into that movie theater, and then they're going to feel like they're locked up with a pedophile. Some of us, they said, do dangerous jobs that Americans would not touch. One, our children have to put up with enough as it is. Demonizing us is low, but encouraging domestic terrorism against children is unforgivable, and encouraging violence against the president's son is unforgivable. Yeah, you are a domestic terrorist, but that's okay, because he gets a pass. He's still on Twitter. He's still got his career such as it is. Nobody ever wanted to see him, but of course we had Roseanne Barr. The amazing hypocrisy of this, they've now taken Roseanne out of Roseanne, the TV show. The most popular TV show on television. One tweet, which wasn't hateful. It was a Don Rickles type of roast, whether you like the comedy or not. One tweet. And they take the conservative out of the most popular show on television. But they preserve Peter Fonda that nobody wants to see.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to do a news break at the top of the hour. And then, as I've been saying this last first hour, I'm going to get to when the government really takes your kids. We're going to talk about CPS. We're going to talk about the Democrats who come for your kids, the Democrat politicians, the Democrat bureaucrats, the CPS people, the law enforcement, the social workers who come for your kids for no reason at all, pushing agendas like saying, oh, we're going to make sure you take these vaccines. We're going to let you homeschool your kids and so forth. It's the Democrats who are doing that. And they have absolutely no pity. They never reunite the kids with their families in most cases. We're going to tell you some of the people that are now starting to organize, push back against this abuse beginning in the next segment. But I want to give you some news headlines here at the top of the hour that I think are pretty amazing. We have this one here from Zero Hedge. Princeton course will teach students how to read queerly. Maybe you just ought to teach them how to read, period. Because as I pointed out yesterday, in many of these schools here, we got 1% numeracy rates. In other words, they're only 1% proficient in math. That doesn't even mean that they know much math. That maybe means that they know that 2 plus 2 does not equal 5. But they want you to think that 2 plus 2 equals 5. I spent some time talking about that yesterday, why it is important not to have people understand math and why George Orwell picked that as a indicator of people not being able to understand objective truth. Math is objective. Science is objective. If you can describe it mathematically, it is, and it's predictable, it is real. And they can't have that. They hate that. And so they try to demonize that, just as they're trying to demonize this. They say, this is what they want you to do instead. And of course, only 4% of the people in the school we were talking about could read. But they want you to read and read queerly. They want to push at Princeton University. Ivy League school. Keep your kids away from those universities, especially if you got to send them to a university. Don't send them to a place like Princeton, Harvard, Yale. They want to talk about the aesthetics of queer literatures. This is the course. Queer literatures, theory, narrative, and aesthetics. That's the course. Students will be urged to, quote, pay close attention to the ways in which desire, gender, and sexuality are queerly told. Folks, this is nothing but Brave New World. You know, yesterday, Destroying the Mathematics, that's 1984, 2 plus 2 equals 5. And now we're talking about the Brave New World stuff. You know, take that Soma and read queerly. Exploration of environmental destruction, see? And capitalism. These people are Marxists. And, of course, the environmentalism is that thin veneer of green over everything else that they do that is thoroughly red. That's why we call them watermelons. Sexuality and institutional violence. Gender and the body politic. The body politic. Calls for social justice movements that are truly accessible for everyone. And of course, the things that they want you to stay away from, they mentioned specifically, there's a protagonist that follows a protagonist who's unsure of which obsessions, attractions, and impulsions are essentially his and which ones have been foisted upon him by Christian conversion, by heterosexual, patriarchal, colonialist white supremacists. This is what they teach at Princeton. What are these people trying to force upon us? They're trying to open our borders so we can get people coming in from those wonderful Islamic cultures like this one, CNN. 11-year-old girl divorcing her 38-year-old husband. Now, they talk about this, and at the very top they say CNN is committed to covering gender inequality. See, this is not about Islam. Not about Islam. Not about Sharia law. Not about that country. Not about that culture. This is about gender inequality. Got to hide that Islamic connection. So you got to read this queerly. This is the young Sudanese girl. She was in elementary school when a 38-year-old man asked for her hand in marriage, and her father accepted. And they said, there's the only place they mention Muslims. Under the country's 1991 personal status law of Muslims, children can marry when they reach maturity that they define as 10 years old. The preteen bride said she was repeatedly abused at the hands of her husband. She said once the beatings became daily, she went to the police. A doctor evaluated her and says, yeah, it looks like she's been tied up as well when she's being beaten. But the police didn't do anything. And the father comes back and says, well, it was tradition. It was honor. It was Islam. Those are the people they want to bring in. And they are bringing in Europe especially. But don't
worry. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to move on to CPS. I got one more thing to say. We were talking about the reaction of the Border Patrol Association to the things that were said by Peter Fonda. Saying, we got to find out who these people are. And then we got to find out where their kids, we got to go to their homes. We got to go to where their kids go to school and so forth. And they said, you're engaging in domestic terrorism. He is. But of course, it's okay. You know, we'll remove Roseanne from the Roseanne show. They'll keep that going with everybody but Roseanne, the most popular show on television. But you take one of the most obscure and most unpopular actors who is only tangentially involved in Hollywood and only because he is the product of a privileged Hollywood dynasty. And this guy gets a pass on all this stuff. And they use this fake information to rejoin families with kids when it turns out that the poster child for this whole movement was ripped out of her family by the mother, paid $6,000 to child traffickers, endangered the child's life, and so forth. Yeah, it's not about the narrative that they have spun is completely upside down. But I want to play for you what a candidate for Democrat candidate for governor in Maryland has to say about how anxious he is to confront CPS, CBP, the Customs and Border Patrol and ICE agents. He wants to get in the face of the people who protect the borders. This is what the Democrat candidate for governor in Maryland had to say.
We need to provide legal assistance to immigrants. And I think we need to remember that the governor of Maryland actually has a police force that works for him, the state troopers. And if there is evidence of ICE officers violating the rights of our citizens or of guests, I, as governor, would ask the state troopers to intervene. And you know what? God bless the confrontation that takes place. These ICE officers are bullies. They're thugs. And as Donald Trump said, let off the leash. Just think about the image of that. Let off the leash. I think the only way to stand up to bullies is you got to fight them. And as governor, on this issue of immigration, there's going to be one hell of a fight waiting for Donald Trump and for ICE.
Wow, that little millennial. What is that guy? Is he even 30 years old? Do they have an age limit for Maryland? Certainly, there is no IQ requirement or honesty requirement to run for governor in Maryland. If you are a Democrat, they waive all of those for you, just like they waive the requirements to vote. You know, no, don't show me any. You don't need no stinking badges to vote, man. You know, I don't need to see the driver's license. That's only, you know, when you're flying or something, you know, or checking, cashing a check. You know, I don't want to see no stinking badges, no ID. You just vote. Vote for your Democrat. Absolutely amazing. You know, there was a video that's making the rounds. You can find it on my Twitter account, Libertarian. Picture of these unaccompanied minors. They're flown into New York. And their hoodies, with the hoodies pulled down over them. I said, you know, why do they do that for these adult kids, right? And again, as I pointed out yesterday, it's teens smuggling teens in most cases. These mules who are bringing people across the border, the cartels are specifically getting teens to do that because they said, hey, that's okay. They won't keep you in jail. They'll let you go because you're young. They know that. MS-13 has specifically said, we're going to send even younger people over as part of this because they have immunity from this. So, you know, you come into New York and you're illegal, but that's okay. We're not going to do anything about the fact that you're here illegally. We're not going to do anything about the fact you've got MS-13 written all over your face. And then some of the people who have came here to escape the violence, not just because they wanted a different life in America, like this mother who ripped the 2-year-old away from the family, they get their kids chopped up in pieces by MS-13. The father says in Long Island, I thought I escaped this, but they followed me across. Yeah, that's what happens when you've got the Border Patrol on a leash. Hopeful governor. Hopefully he's not going to be the governor, but that is Maryland. That little millennial could become governor in Maryland. I don't know if that was a primary debate. Maybe it was this time of year. Hopefully he won't make it to be the candidate there. But let's talk a little bit about the Statue of Liberty, because, you know, the other thing they'd love to do is use that. And as I've said many times, what people are coming here for now is not the Ellis Island experience. The Ellis Island experience was that you were coming here for freedom. And that's what the Statue of Liberty is about. It's not the Statue of Immigration. It is not the Statue of Free Education. It is not a statue that has been erected for cheap labor for the multinational corporations and the Koch brothers. It is not the Statue of Undocumented Voters for the Democrat Party. It is the Statue of Liberty. There was no welfare state when that was put up. There was no welfare state when they had people coming in through Ellis Island. And, of course, they were being screened for health conditions. They're being quarantined sometimes for weeks or months. Can't do that today. And as the New American points out, Statue of Liberty is not a symbol of the open borders. It was something that was done by France, of course, as we all know, to celebrate American liberty. They put it there because it was visible, not because everybody was coming through New York at the time. That happened later. And so they changed the name from Bedloe Island later on to Liberty Island after they put the statue on there. But that was at the time of President Grant. So this is right after the Civil War. It's about the middle of the 1800s, late 1860s or so, that this happened. And that's where they did the processing. And they had limits. They had limits as to how many people could come from each country. And if they'd have a lot of people coming from one country because of the Irish famine, a lot of people coming in from Ireland. So at some point they say, well, that's enough Irish. We don't want to have our culture become Ireland. I don't have any problem with Ireland. You know, I like Irish people. I like Irish culture. But they didn't want to have the culture change or the same thing with Italy or whatever. You know, okay, that's enough of that country. Now let's, you know, let some people in from some other country or whatever. Because we don't want to be dominated by any one particular group. We don't want to have our culture changed by them. But, of course, the people bringing them in now, they want to have the Islamic culture come in and dominate us. I just read the story of the people at the top of the hour about the 11-year-old girl who's trying to get divorced from her 38-year-old husband because that's Islamic culture, Islamic law. But let's talk about when the government really takes the kids, not the phony stuff that's put out there by Time magazine and the left. Minnesota parents are seeking changes to child protection laws, reports U.S. News. This is happening in Minneapolis. A group of Minnesota parents are seeking for some of the state's child protection laws to be declared unconstitutional, alleging that they deprive families of due process. And we'll tell you how that happens. The Stop Child Protection Services from Legally Kidnapping, that's the name of the organization, filed a letter in federal court Tuesday reports the Minneapolis Star Tribune. The laws are overly broad and they put children at risk of being removed from safe homes, said the letter. They said, this is legal kidnapping. And folks, who's doing the legal kidnapping? It's the same hypocrites who are out there wailing and crying on MSNBC like Rachel Maddow. The same people who are crying about the kids being taken away from the parents who have endangered them at the border and violated our laws are taking them away from parents who haven't done anything. And they're pushing for these policies. Take the kids away if they homeschool. Take the kids away if they don't vaccinate on our schedule and so forth. It's the Democrats who are pushing this kind of stuff here. And it's typically, you know, let me ask you, how, in your own personal experience, if you know anybody who is a social worker, and I'm afraid I have some in-laws that fall into that category, some of the most hardcore Democrats you will ever find. Ooh, I mean, these people make Hillary Clinton look like a conservative in my family. And they're social workers. Oh, I tell you what, the worst of the Democrats. And these are the people who are grabbing the kids for their political agenda. The organization said it's found nearly 50 cases where children were wrongly removed from homes, placed in foster care using false or disputed evidence. But it's much worse than this. And guess what? Black children are taken more frequently than even white children. Aren't the Democrats concerned about that? They said they're three times more likely than white children to be reported to child protection and removed from their homes, according to state figures and in Minneapolis and Minnesota. This is all being filed in Minneapolis. So they have a civil rights lawsuit. Went public in April. And I'm going to tell you what was in that, but I'm going to tell you what's going on in North Carolina and Tennessee and many other places. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you
that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about when the government really takes your kids. When the Democrats really take your kids and they don't give them back. This is a lawsuit that's been filed in Minneapolis, Minnesota. A civil rights lawsuit. There's an organization there called Stop Child Protection Services from Legally Kidnapping. And of course, this is happening all over the country. We've got a lot of grassroots organizations. I'm going to give you a chance to call in and talk about your experiences and people, you know, personal experiences about CPS abuse of real kidnapping by the government. The kind of kidnapping that is instigated by Democrats and they never cover it. They never cry about it. But I want to give the audience kind of a scope of what is really happening here, and then we'll take your phone calls. If you want to join the program, the number will be 888-201-2244. Again, that's 888-201-2244. In a civil rights lawsuit in Minnesota that went public in April, it was alleged that child protection workers took custody of this man's three children after a babysitter reported that one of his sons had been spanked for stealing and being disobedient. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I could have had my kids taken away for that. I don't have to spank all of my kids. Some of them, you just look at them and they burst into tears. So you got to be careful about how you look at them. Others, you got to use a little bit of force to get the message through. It just depends. That's why they should be disciplined by those who know them best and who love them best. They should be taught by those same people. That would be the parents. Parents are not perfect. You're going to find bad parents. And there are cases where the parents are abusive and the kids need to be taken away. But we're going to be talking about the many other cases where the government is abusive, where the government is kidnapping kids. This guy says it took 2 years for him to be reunited with his son, during which the child suffered lasting emotional trauma. Yes. Yes. And we talked about some of this yesterday. As a matter of fact, they were very upset. The left was talking about, oh, look at this. We've got some of the kids that have been taken by, taken at the border, separated, and they've been given drugs. It's like, yeah, that happens when you voluntarily give your kid to the schools in many cases. They will medicate them to make them easier to handle. Give them Ritalin or whatever. Now, some of the drugs that they were giving these individuals were stronger than that. But when we look at what happens with CPS, it's exactly the same experience. It's different from school, typically. Typically, they don't give heavy psychoactive drugs to kids in school, except for Ritalin. I mean, you could say that that is heavy. Some of the other things that they give them are pretty bad. But if you really want to get to the heavy, hardcore stuff, it's the foster care system that encourages that. And I talked about the fact that two-thirds of the children in foster care in Texas a few years ago, estimated psychologists were under heavy medication. I have personal experience from friends who were in foster care back in North Carolina saying the same thing, how they had to fight with CPS not to put these kids on drugs because they're Christians. They understand that you educate kids. You don't medicate kids. You educate them to deal with their issues. Here's another one. Same out of Minnesota. Another example. A mom brought a 10-month-old to the hospital for a cough, and the cops wind up kidnapping the kid. What began as a routine trip to the doctor for her child's cough, reports DC Clothesline, culminated in Amanda Weber having her 10-month-old son being taken out of her home and put into foster care. While the doctor diagnosed the infant with a cough and deemed him to be in stable condition, he recommended that the child stay in the hospital. But the mother said, well, I'm going to take my kid home, after she asked if there was anything else that needed to be done, or do you need to run any other tests? It's kind of expensive to be in a hospital, isn't it? And everybody talks about how over-hospitalized they are in many cases. They require people to stay in the hospital when there's no need for it. Appears to be the case in this situation. She said, after waiting, I had asked to leave because I wanted to put my kids to bed, all kids. She said, I had my 3-year-old with me as well. And I asked if there was anything else that needed to be done. So she got a 10-month-old with a cough. She takes him in, the doctor runs some tests and goes, nah, it's okay, but let's just leave him in the hospital for a while. And it's like, well, I got a 10-month-old, but I've also got a 3-month-old. So do you have to do any more tests? And is this necessary? Whatever? No. So she took him home. She said, in a matter of days, not hours, days. Is this an emergency then? Kid's okay, right? If this was an emergency, wouldn't you think they want to send the CPS and the police right away? But in a matter of days, police were knocking on her door and took the child to the doctor. She said when they got to the doctor, she said they checked him in. All the vitals were stable. But they already had a foster parent in the room to remove my son before they ever proved that there was an emergency situation. Of course, this has been days later. So they wait for a few days. They get a foster parent, and then they haul her in. And then even though everything is fine, they still kidnap the kid. And so this group here that's put this stuff together says our phones haven't stopped ringing. Our email inboxes are overflowing. Our association had 250 members. Now we have grown to 1,265 in less than 30 days. This is what Peter Fonda won't talk about. This is what Rachel Maddow won't cry about. Just a couple of years ago in North Carolina, there was a report there, and the local media was focused on the fact that in many cases, their grandparents or extended family that they could put the child with, but they don't want that to happen. They don't want that to happen. I want to play you a little bit of this report, even though they start out by saying that the removal of children by the state is almost always in the best interest of a child. I strongly disagree with that. Based on what I've seen, based on the many people that have contacted me, it can be. But it is not almost always. That is the news media sucking up to the government here. But let's play a little bit of this clip from 2015. This is Fox in North Carolina.
Nancy Wood loves her 2 grandchildren and wanted to care for them when their parents were no longer able.
There's a relationship here. It's legit.
But she was told no. After the court terminated her son's parental rights, Nancy's grandchildren were put up for adoption. She says they were even listed on this website.
I had motions already filed before the court to adopt both of them.
Her motion was denied. She says the judge told her too much time had passed. The children had been in foster care for 8 months. They were adopted outside of the family.
What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you? What kind of social experiment is this? That
yeah, good question.
Children are not, that they're not real people to you.
Nancy hasn't heard from her grandchildren in more than a year and has no idea where they are.
And
all right, let's hold it right there because we're getting close on time here. They go on to report that in North Carolina, more than 10,000 children in foster care. I said it brings in more than $198 million of funding. They said federal law actually requires state to give preference to placing children with relatives, but you just saw that didn't happen there in North Carolina. There's even a federal funding that is available to place children with relatives. But in North Carolina and many other states, this practice is not followed because children put up for adoption bring in more in federal funding. So instead of giving federal funds that can be designated for relatives and guardianship, they keep the funds for themselves to administer the foster care and the adoption system. And let me tell you, when my wife and I lived in North Carolina, we went to the state agency that would hold meetings, and we go in there. The room was full of people who wanted to adopt. They said, well, sorry, bad news. All you people in here, you're all white, and we only have black kids for adoption, and we won't let white families adopt black kids. I can't believe that. So I said, well, let's call the state adoption agency. My wife did. They said, we don't put our kids up for adoption. What would we do if we adopted out our kids? We wouldn't be able to have this job here. I mean, they actually said that to her on the phone. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Now, I've got a lot of stories here I'm going to tell you about particular anecdotes and the way this is working throughout the country. But I want to go to some people who've been holding on the phone to talk about this and how it's affected them personally, or just to give your opinion as to how you think that this ought to be organized. You know, one of the things that we're looking at in general that's come out of North Carolina, besides the fact that they make more money by putting the kids out with adopting them out to strangers, they make more money with that than they do if the kids are adopted by other family members if there's a problem with the parents. And of course, this is increasingly becoming a problem because of things like opioid addiction and so forth. I talked about that at length yesterday. But when there really is a problem with the parents, why not give the other family members, the grandparents or something, a chance to adopt these kids? No, they can make more money doing it the other way. The other thing that they do, and this is the other part of the story that I've yet to talk about, but I will after I get some of these anecdotes. I've got Barbara in Washington we're going to go to in just a second here. The other thing that is here is the fact that they will go in and essentially blackmail the kids. They come in with CPS. They come in with law enforcement. They say, we don't have to have a search warrant. We don't have to have any legal orders. We're going to do some things that are really bad to you and your kids unless you sign this agreement and sign your kids away, sign your legal rights to the kids away. They basically blackmail them. They basically gaslight them. It's a kind of kidnapping. It's a kind of forfeiture. And I find it interesting. I was thinking about this during the break. You know, I've talked so many times about civil asset forfeiture, where they come in and they steal your car, they steal your home, so forth. It typically happens to poor people. And I look at this and it's, but it has happened to a lot of small businesses and so forth. I look at this and it's like, I'm surprised that Republicans, who typically understand the importance of property rights, will allow the government to confiscate property without a conviction, without even charging you with a crime. In many cases, taking somebody's business, entire business, saying, well, we know that, you know, this asset that you had, let's say it's a business where you're flying a plane as a charter plane, take the plane, so they take the entire business. We know the plane wasn't, and you are not involved in this, but you had somebody flying on your plane that was doing a drug deal, so we're going to take your entire business away. I said, why aren't Republicans concerned about this? Why don't they care about property rights? And yet, it's more important to them to have this war on drugs. And they're under the illusion that the government can keep people off of drugs and it doesn't work. But now we've got the other kind of thing happening here. You have the Democrats always talking about the kids. And of course, a lot of that is just putting the kids up so that they can use them to forward their agenda. Like I've talked about, you know, their real agenda is open borders. Their real agenda is gun control. So they use the kids out there. And yet the people who are really behind all this kid forfeiture are the Democrats. So you get the Democrats who claim that they love kids and they're doing kid forfeiture, and you got the Republicans who love property rights and they're doing property forfeiture. None of this without any conviction, none of this with a search warrant, none of this with anything. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. And so we're going to get into some of those cases, but first I want to go to some firsthand comments from callers. And again, if you want to join the program and tell us what you think about this real issue of child kidnapping by the government, not the phony one that's been manufactured by the Democrat Party and the news media over this last week at the border, but the real issue of kid kidnapping. That number is 888-201-2244. Again, 888-201-2244. Let's go to Barbara in Washington. Thank you for calling, Barbara.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Well, I was born into the system, and I'm 58 now. And you're so right. Everything you're telling is so the truth. And I just wanted to...
So your perspective is as a child that was caught up in the system.
Without question. And I don't want to scare any of the viewers, but I can tell you how Luciferian it is. I can tell you everything. You ask the questions, and from experience, I've got answers.
Now, when you were taken away from your parents, what was the basis for it? Was there a real reason for you to be taken away from your parents?
No, in my case, I was eight, nine years old, and my mother was a product of satanic violence from one of her past husbands. So my aunt in California, her sister, became a foster parent, one of the first in California State back in 1968. And so for my protection, Mom sent me and my older sister to stay with my aunt. And that was the beginning at that point of, you know, being separated from my family.
Wow. You know, there was also stories yesterday when we talked about that as we see the same types of things happening with some of the kids who have been taken at the border. You know, when the parents violate the law and so forth, they separate them. And they're getting reunited after a relatively short period of time with these parents if they're deported or even if they're brought into the country. Nevertheless, they are still having these kids get drugged like they frequently do under foster care and so forth. It's actively encouraged because it's just an easy form of management for the kids. You don't have to discipline them. You don't have to get into all of this touchy-feely stuff about helping them develop into adulthood. You can just give them a drug and pacify them. Did you have any of that kind of experience? I know you're 58 years old. That's far more prevalent now than it used to be in the past. But was that something that was part of your experience?
It was not, but yes, it's so prevalent now, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just one more layer that they use to program and manipulate the children.
So your experience really was that they had not done a proper job of vetting the people that they put you with. And that was another aspect, that we're seeing, with Obama being criticized for that during his administration when he separated children from their parents who were illegally immigrating and crossing the border. They were not very careful about the people that they had vetted. Is that what you would say happened in your particular case when they put you with an aunt, I think, who was, you said, into satanic issues or something?
Yeah, absolutely. I just don't know how to explain how easy it is to get put into the wrong home. You know, my case was a real case of supposed safety, and I have grandchildren who now, and actually my brother's children were also taken and adopted out. You know, it's not hard for me to talk about because now I'm an advocate for that sort of thing, and I would love to hear, and I know I'll get to the information that you have so I can align myself and make myself useful to people that are coming against this stuff.
Well, you know, the amazing thing is that today, if they were to do the vetting and if they were to find that your aunt was into satanic worship and so forth, that would just be fine. As a matter of fact, that would probably evidence of multiculturalism, and they would celebrate that fact. They wouldn't necessarily be concerned about any kind of abuse. That wouldn't raise any red flags today. That would be actually a mark of virtue to put you there. You know, multiculturalism, don't you think?
I hear you, David, and you know the other side of that. They're not going to put it with a decent Christian family. You know, that'll torment the child in one way thinking or something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that would disqualify. I just read earlier how to teach your kid to read queerly and question whether or not you're being unfairly influenced by Christian conversion. You know, not a concern about the other side of this, the satanic side that routinely uses kids for their own purposes. But thank you for sharing that experience with us, Barbara. Let's go to Paul in Wichita. We got about a minute left, Paul, and we can hold you over through the break. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, hi. I was going to ask about the guy back east running against Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Shiva Ayodure?
Pardon me?
His name is Shiva Ayodure. He's a real Indian. He's not an American Indian. He's from his parents were originally from India. Yeah, Shiva Ayodure. All right, we'll get you to ask your question when we come back from the break, and then we're going to be taking some more calls. I've got more to tell you about the way this CPS situation works. If you got more to tell us, the lines are open. 888-201-2244. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be taking some more of your calls about CPS when the government really takes the kids, not the phony stories that we've been fed by Peter Fonda and Rachel Maddow, mainstream media, and the Democrats. No, when they really take them and they don't give them back, and they don't take them for a good reason either. They don't take them because you did anything wrong. They don't take them because you violated the law. They don't take them because you endangered your kids, as this mother, who is a mother of the poster child, the two-year-old poster child that everybody's using, that Time magazine put on the cover. Paid $6,000 to human traffickers, left her husband, who had a good job in Honduras. He says, it was irresponsible. I would never endanger my life like that. But she endangered my daughter's life. She endangered her life. And, of course, the phony picture, because the picture was done by a Getty photographer who admitted, well, it was a possible separation, but I don't know if they ever separated her from it. And she was standing right next to her mother when the child was crying. You know, kids that are 2 years old cry all the time. Maybe it was because she didn't get some candy or something. You know, I mean, we had President Trump at the G7 reportedly threw a couple of pieces of Starburst candy to Angela Merkel. Maybe she was about to cry. And he said, "Don't say I never gave you anything."
He should have given her a couple of Reese's pieces, you know, from E.T. Should have given her a couple of Reese's pieces and said, hey, tell your aliens to phone home. Because you may need them to adopt you. Talking about foster kids. Before we go back to our phone calls, I want to tell you about a couple of specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a special on Immune Gargle, 50% off. And that is if you get a combo of the spray bottle, the larger bottle with it, and then the biggest bottle. So we have two resupply bottles as well as a spray bottle. If you get all three of those together, you get 50% off. And, of course, Immune Gargle, we call it Immune Gargle because it contains nano silver. Very effective for topical use against virus and bacteria. You can spray it on your hands. You can spray it in your mouth, breath freshener as well. And that's 50% off all of those. So you've got two refill bottles in two different sizes as well as the spray bottle with some of it in there. 50% off Immune Gargle and the all sizes combo. We also have Alexa Pure products, the air filter that we use in my home as well as a water filter that we use in our home. And as I point out, you never know what is in your water. You never know what the government is deliberately putting in there, what's accidentally being put in there, or things that change if they change the way they treat the water and it causes lead to leach out, as it has in many jurisdictions, or if it's glyphosate that farmers are using for weed control that leaches down into the subterranean water system if you're on a well water. We can sell you Alexa Pure air and water purifiers for 25% off. And finally, we have our new product, ExtendaWise, that I announced yesterday, 35% off. That is a fish oil supplement as well as some other ingredients. ExtendaWise, 35% off. You'll find all those specials at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to Paul in Wichita. Paul, you said you had a question that you wanted to ask. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Shiva Iyadure, the guy running against Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, I tried to contact him through his website about the magnetic posters, but I'd like to get four of them to put on my truck to drive around here in Kansas so people could see it. They did mention they want to do it nationally. I know he's running, what's that, Massachusetts, I guess. But the only way I can find to get them, those magnetic signs for your vehicles, is by I have to pay for them. Why should I have to pay for that? I'll $50 in each per month. I'll put four of them in my truck. That's $200 a month that he could pay me to drive around Kansas with those on my truck.
Well, he's not like Elizabeth Warren or a lot of the Democrat candidates. He's not flush with cash. I mean, the bottom line is when you do signs like that, it's not only a sign to support somebody, but it's also the cash that you pay for that covers their costs and also is a donation to the campaign. That's why the candidates typically charge for signs like that. But if you got any questions, I'm not his campaign manager. I've interviewed him a couple of times. I agree with him. He's a very smart individual. He's a scientist. He's an entrepreneur. He's a libertarian conservative, and he really deserves people's support. But thank you for your concern, Paul. Let's go to Mary Ann in Pennsylvania. Mary Ann, you had something to say about CPS, I think. Go ahead.
Hi, David. It's nice to talk to you. I listen to you a lot.
Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm calling because my mother got cancer very young, and my sister and I were only 4 and 8 years old, and she went through the Catholic Church and placed us in a home, and we spent 2 years there under their Catholic Charities or whatever the hell they called it. Let me tell you, it was no picnic, and my father couldn't get us out of there. The relatives had to get us out. And again, that was a lot of there was a lot of satanic stuff going on. And
well, you know, that's a problem always. Whenever we have an institution, you know, it can be a government institution, it can be a private institution, it can be a religious institution. Institutions start to develop a mindset that they want to preserve that institution, and that becomes more important to them than the people that they're supposedly serving. We see that all the time in government. Government always tells us, "Oh, we're your servants." They're not our servants. They don't think that they're accountable to us in any way. And I mentioned earlier, I said, you know, we tried to adopt in North Carolina. At the time, they wouldn't, they do now. They wouldn't allow interracial adoptions. And we called the state, orphanage, and they said, we don't adopt kids out of here. What would we do? I mean, they wanted to preserve that institution. So you ran into that with Catholic, charity services when you were a child, right? Hello, Marianne,
you know,
are you there?
They are so greedy. It doesn't matter if it's our government, the church, you know, it's all seems to end up being a racket.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why, you know, there is no perfect solution. We can find bad people in any kind of situation, but that's why it is so important that family be there, that parents be there, that extended family be the ones to give them the first option. Because it's all about the probabilities that we're playing here. The chances are that you're going to be less likely to be abused when you're with family members. It can happen, and it does happen all the time. There are a lot of bad parents. There are a lot of bad family members. You have situations where you have a mixed family. You know, there's a stepmother who's wicked. I mean, that's a trope that's been put out for a long time. But, you know, they don't like people because they're not their own kids. That's why it's so important to have people that are there that are family members. And that's why, you know, we have to put a priority on that. There are bad parents. We do need to take them away, but we need to look at other family members, people who are going to add love to the equation and not just have a profit motive.
Yeah. But like I said, my father, it took a lot for him. He had to go through court to get us back.
That's amazing. Because they they did not want to recognize his parental rights. And I've got stories like that coming up about how children removed from political institutions by social workers and so forth. And now even after they have illegally removed those kids, they're still reluctant to reverse that. Now, just as they were in your particular case, they say, well, we don't want to create a lot of change in the child's life, but sometimes that needs to happen. You said you had some kind of satanic abuse or something when you were in that system?
I mean, they just had a lot. And then later on, I worked in healthcare, and I saw the kids go through, like, because I worked in that department. And I saw these kids that were abused, and they were given back to the parents, and a lot of times they ended up dead.
Yeah, that's the other side of that as well.
You know,
it's a difficult thing. You know, this is kind of like the decision that Solomon has to make. You know, in the Bible, where they have the two mothers come up, and one of them says, this woman's child died, and then she stole my child. They're both pretending to be the mother. You know, I mean, how do you make that decision? And the solution that he came up with is one of the reasons why people talk about the wisdom of Solomon. We don't usually have people with the wisdom of Solomon making these decisions. And sometimes it's just self-interested bureaucracy that's making these decisions as well.
Yeah.
Well, wow. I'm sorry that the situation that you had, Marianne, but, you know, it's, we've got to take a break. We're going to come back in just a moment. We're going to talk to, Thomas in Wisconsin. He wants to tell us about his CPS story. I've got more stories to tell you about. We're going to talk about what's going on in the European Union, what's going on with Angela Merkel and with President Trump. It looks like she's going to need more than a few pieces of candy to stitch together her power coalition that is rapidly falling apart. And I couldn't be happier to see that happen after the pictures that we saw at the G7, that famous picture that we saw where she's so angry with Trump. They're standing, he's seated, as if he's the king, he's amused, and now we find out that he tossed her a couple of pieces of candy, and so don't say I never gave you anything. We'll be right back, I'm David Knight.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip.
Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take some more calls, and I'm going to tell you the rest of this story about when the government really takes the kids with CPS in the next segment. But I mentioned briefly about what's going on, this story, hilarious story surfacing now, that President Trump, remember that picture at the G7, Angela Merkel leading the opposition to President Trump at G7, and he reportedly tossed a couple of pieces of, it was Starburst candy, threw them on the table and said, "Here, Angela, don't say I never gave you anything." maybe, you know, she should listen to what she really needs, and she won't take that help either. She needs to listen to her coalition partners about how to stay in power. She needs to listen to her political allies. With just a week left, reports Zero Hedge, with just a week left on her ultimatum to resolve this German refugee program. And of course, it took her months to put together a coalition to rule after that last election. She was so severely damaged because of her open borders. I don't know why the Democrats think this is a winning issue. And now they've been caught with their pants on fire, lying about this situation at the border for the last week. They're not fooling anybody. The vast majority of Americans understand that it's the parents that are to blame, and especially now this story is blowing up in their face. This little, the poster child, the little 2-year-old girl, was actually the mother ripped him away from the father. It was actually the mother who destroyed the family, not President Trump. And she endangered her child's life, gave $6,000 to human traffickers, put her life and her child's life in their hands. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing how this narrative is exactly the opposite of what they've told us. But in Germany, she's saying, we're not going to do anything to protect the borders. We're going to not act unilaterally away from the European Union. They're going to tell us what we can and cannot do with our borders. Well, you got the Bavarian coalition partner that is more of a populist orientation. And the guy who's leader there, Horst Seehofer, who famously said recently, quote, "I can't work with that woman anymore." So what President Trump should have done is, I said, throw a couple of Reese's Pieces and say, "Hey, have your aliens phone home, because you're out of here, lady." On Friday morning, Der Spiegel this morning reported that the next step for Chancellor Merkel now seems to be inevitable, that Germany's SPD party is preparing for new elections. One assumes on the belief that the Merkel coalition government will collapse. Specifically, Der Spiegel reported that party secretary general held 3 internal meetings to prepare for possible new elections, which all happened late last week and early this week. The topics included possible dates for new elections, in which SPD strategists see coming in early September at the earliest. So this is, you know, following 6 months worth of
negotiation and haggling by her to try to put together a coalition after her very weak, very poor showing in the elections. Now it's all falling apart again, yet again. And we got George Soros very angry that Trump's, quote, revolution in world affairs is succeeding. Let's hope that Soros is right. Certainly looks like it. I mean, we do have some stormy water in the Brexit situation. They're now saying, oh, we're not going to allow this to happen, and we're going to do other things. We've got the big multinational corporations, like Airbus is saying, we're going to pull out of the UK if this thing goes through, because the tax situation, if they don't resolve this, is going to be punitive for us. It'll put us out of business. So that there's some stormy water ahead. But when we look at what is happening with us, and we look at Angela Merkel, you understand that even though she's saying, well, I got to talk to the European Union in Brussels, you got to understand the real leader of the European Union is Germany. That's as it was intended. Bilderberg talked about not only the reunification as a trade bloc, but also a common currency 10 years after the last victory of the Nazis at the Bridge Too Far. Remember that movie? And of course now, who is in charge of this? Germany has made over $3 billion profit from the Greece crisis just since 2010. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back to your calls in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I've talked about how this is looking in North Carolina. There's a story that just came out about 2 or 3 months ago about the government really taking the kids. You didn't have Rachel Maddow crying about that. As a matter of fact, let's look at some B-roll of Rachel Maddow crying the crocodile tears from not too long ago. You know, she was just this last week. That's part of what was going on. She's crying because kids are being separated from their parents. And that can be a tragedy. But kids are being separated from their parents all the time, not because of crimes, but because of Democrat Party policies. Democrat Party policies. And now Rachel Maddow, let's grab that clip of Rachel Maddow. The time that she didn't cry, the time that we had the Center or the Alliance or the Center for Medical Progress, they did the sting showing that Planned Parenthood was negotiating with people saying, yeah, we can work with you. We can supply the kinds of body parts that you need from the kids. We can get that stuff for you. Just tell us what you need. We'll get it. And as that stuff was being exposed and there were congressional hearings, you had Rachel Maddow defending Planned Parenthood, defending not just separating kids from their parents or their mothers, killing the kids, but also chopping them up, separating them into pieces and selling off the pieces. Here's Rachel Maddow at the time, no tears, and thinking about this. Here's a way back, just a year or two ago, I guess, Rachel Maddow, when she didn't shed any tears over abortion and the marketing of baby parts.
My time, I've gone over time. I need to show this last slide. This one I don't understand.
We provide breast exams to, I can get you the numbers of how many hundreds of thousands of women received breast exams at Planned Parenthood last year. Has nothing to do with, I don't, again,
here's
you created this slide. I have no idea what it is.
Well, it's the reduction over the course of years in pink. That's the reduction in the breast exams. And the red is the increase in the abortions. That's what's going on in the organization.
This is a slide that has never been shown to me before. I'm happy to look at it. It absolutely does not reflect what's happening at Planned Parenthood.
You're going to deny that if we take those numbers out of your report?
I'm going to deny that you've just shown me that no one has ever provided us before. We've provided you all the information about everything, all the services that Planned Parenthood provides. And does it feel like we're trying to get to the truth here? You just showed me this. I'm happy to look at it.
I pulled those numbers directly out of your corporate reports.
Oh, my loggers informing me that the source of this is actually Americans United for Life, which is an anti-abortion group. So I would check your source.
Then we will get to the bottom of the truth of that.
That doesn't disqualify. But anyway, she spent about 10 minutes trying to backpedal the information, defending Planned Parenthood. And again, as we were just hearing from people who called in, they have an institutional bias to make money. And they don't care if kids get hurt. And we see this over and over again. She wants to talk about, we do a lot of breast exams. Well, you know, if they're really concerned about protecting women's health, they wouldn't object to situations like we had here in Texas where we said, hey, you got to make sure if you're going to be doing abortions and doing surgical procedures, you got to make sure that we can at least get a gurney through there in case there's an emergency. So you got to make sure that you've got doorways and hallways that are wide enough that we can get an ambulance through there if you're going to be doing procedures like that. Oh, no, that's going to reduce our abortions that we provide for people. So they're not a health providing company. But let's talk a little bit about this CPS stuff. And then I got a couple of people. I've got Lewis in California wants to tell us about a breaking CPS story there. This was a couple of months ago in North Carolina. This was reported by the AP. North Carolina County illegally removed kids from homes. And we're going to tell you this is not limited to one county in one state. But this is an individual that is fairly typical of what's happening in a lot of places. His name is Brian Hogan. When he got a call that his wife had suffered a massive heart attack, he knew he had to get to the hospital fast. So he asked his neighbor to take care of his 10-year-old daughter. Then he headed 60 miles east to the intensive care unit in Asheville, North Carolina. Now, this guy lives up in the mountains. It's a poverty-stricken mountain community. And just as we see with civil asset forfeiture, where they take people's property, that focuses on poor people predominantly. And what they're saying is, this is something, this practice by the Child Welfare Agency, that illegally removes potentially hundreds of children from their homes and this poverty-stricken mountain community, this is where they focus, on the poor people who don't have the legal resources to defend themselves. So those same children are now facing the possibility of being uprooted again, many of these who have spent years adjusting to their new lives, according to an AP investigation. In this particular case, it was a Cherokee County Department of Social Services. They threatened to throw him in jail. They threatened to place his child in foster care, or to give his daughter to another family for adoption if he didn't sign a custody and visitation agreement. They call it in North Carolina a CVA. So they said, we're going to throw you in jail and we're going to take your child unless you sign this agreement. So he signs the agreement. They don't throw him in jail, but they still take his child. He said, they gave me no choice. He said the welfare workers wanted to remove his daughter because they believed that he placed a girl in an unclean home while he was caring for his hospitalized wife. In order to remove a child from a biological parent, social workers must get a court order from a judge. But not only did the Cherokee County Child Welfare Workers bypass that critical legal step, they did the same thing with dozens, possibly hundreds of other parents in this poor area. According to interviews, court documents, and things obtained by the Associated Press, attorneys representing families whose kids were illegally taken from their homes said that these Cherokee County social workers failed to protect countless kids. They said what they did had nothing to do with protecting children. And then this article from Health Impact News points out that it's really blackmail. Just as I said earlier, there's an organization in Minneapolis, Minnesota that is organized to fight this kind of child kidnapping by the government there against Americans who have not broken any laws, who have not abused their kids in many cases. They point out that this is not an isolated situation. It is not listed to one parent. It's not isolated to one county. It's not isolated to one state. Richard Wexler of the National Coalition for Child Protection Reform calls it blackmail. He said the only thing unusual about this is that in North Carolina, it's illegal. He said everywhere else in the country, this is standard operating procedure. He said, here's how it works. The Child Protective Services worker
says to a parent, sign this document allowing us to place the child with extended family member, or we'll take the child on the spot and place the child with total strangers. And he says if that's not enough, they might ratchet up the threat and say that they will proceed immediately to terminate parental rights. CPS then argues with a straight face that the placement was voluntary, that the family chose to give up any rights, and that they may have to getting a lawyer or to a court review. And he said, in fact, these placements are about as voluntary as a mugger sticking a gun in your face saying, give me your money, and then telling the judge, I didn't mug the guy, he gave me the money. Well, of course, you know, the IRS, every time they send out the forms that I would look at when they had the paper forms, they'd always send it out and say, well, you know, we have a voluntary system. They have a voluntary system like CPS has a voluntary system. In 2015 in California, an attorney, Sean McMillan, deposed the medical director for LA's County Department of Child and Family Services for a civil rights lawsuit. Listen to this back and forth dialogue. The lawyer says, when we're talking about the constitutional rights of parents and children, one of those rights, well, maybe you don't know. Do you know whether or not one of those rights includes a right not to be seized from the child's home unless there's a warrant or some other circumstance that justifies that? And the medical director of the LA County Department of Children and Family Services says, I don't know. And the lawyer says, you don't know? And you never ascertain that within your 12 years as medical director of that agency? Not to my knowledge. Well, that lawyer won the case in Los Angeles. His client was awarded $3.1 million for having her child taken illegally. Arizona, I've told you, Minneapolis, Minnesota, North Carolina, L.A. Here's Arizona. Social worker supervisor Karen Wagner told a lawyer in a 2016 deposition that her department never obtains warrants. In Clark County, Washington, they insisted they don't need a warrant when they seize children from a family. In Alabama, they took a baby from the mother's arms. The officer told the grandfather, we don't need a court order or a warrant to take your child. And yet, we got Rachel Maddow, never cares about that, does she? It's only her open border agenda she cares about. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula,
Just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go to some of your calls. A lot of people called in. They want to talk about CPS. We've actually got one individual who wants to talk about Trump and DACA. So we're going to get back to your phone calls right now. Lewis in California. Thank you for holding, Lewis. Go ahead.
David, hello. Thank you. Thank you for your time. I'm here in the real Northern California. So
there we go. Yeah. Maybe you'll get your independence soon.
Yeah, well, good luck. we have some stories in the news here locally, three actually. And a couple of years ago, a woman ran over her daughter and her daughter's friend, teenagers. And that woman is still not gone to court. And the reason, it is out free on bond. And the reason for that is the liberal judges and attorneys, not the law. And another case, very similar, a woman just the other day was convicted, so to speak, but not convicted of attempted murder when she tried to exorcise her daughter on the beach, and her exorcism failed, and then she tried to murder her daughter on the beach, and the public there caught her and called the deputies, and they came and arrested her. And this happened last fall, and this woman was been sitting in jail. And well, thanks to the liberal judges and attorneys, she has been given outpatient treatment for mental health and released.
And see, that's the kind of thing we see. We can't get any rational response from the government. In some cases, they won't do anything to a murderer. In other cases, they'll take the kids because a babysitter said, hey, this kid got a spanking for stealing something and lying about it or something like that. I mean, it's just there's absolutely no sanity about this. It can flip off of one side or the other. They can fall off the horse.
Exactly. And just a couple nights ago, there was a woman, a young woman, Native woman, and she went to party in a house and left her child, 18 months old, in the vehicle all night, 10 hours, and that child passed away, and that woman is now in jail. And yet the public outcry is, oh, the system failed this child. And it's like, oh, here it is one more time. The individual mother is not being held responsible by the public outcry. And this adult female will immediately be given, a female attorney, most likely,
and maybe even a female judge here around here locally. This happens all the time.
And usually what happens in this kind of situation... Yeah, it seems like what happens, I see them... Oh, okay. I think you got your radio on. I'm hearing my voice coming back in that. But what usually happens with this is that we see these calls. Yeah, the system failed. Where did the system fail? It didn't fail to take kids away necessarily so that we have to step that up. It failed at the judge level, but we're not allowed to do anything about those judges, right? So what they'll do is they get more aggressive by taking kids, and so they might take kids away. We see this with drunk driving, for example. We have, people who were, for the longest time, we'd have people who were stone cold drunk coming into traffic court, because I would frequently be there for speeding tickets. and I would watch what they would do to the drunk drivers. And, they would let these people who were seriously drunk and repeat offenders, and they would let these people walk. And so then everybody's response was, well, we got to lower the alcohol content level. No, you got to get rid of the judges that are doing that type of thing. They're letting these people do this over and over and over again and do stuff that's really dangerous. But instead what they do is they keep bringing down the alcohol level until, and keep harassing people with roadblocks and so forth. And then there's ancillary, aspects of that, because if they do that, then they can generate more revenue. And if they steal the kids for lesser and lesser reasons, then they can generate more revenue. So there's a perverse incentive for the system to get more aggressive, but not to fix and to make it more rational by removing some of the bad actors in that system. And so that's the way this thing typically continues to roll. Thank you, Lewis. Let's go to Thomas in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Thomas.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Thomas. Are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. All right.
Are you involved in any of these situations? I talked about what was happening in Wisconsin. Is there anything that you're involved with that group there?
No, not in particular. I actually just moved here not too long ago, but actually I'm actually from South Florida. So essentially this whole CPS thing kind of came to mind when we started talking about this. And, you know, like, I had a friend of mine that, you know, she was, having problems, you know, she was pregnant, so she was having problems eating, she was having problems sleeping, obviously throwing up, the typical thing. So she decided, you know, she, this goes to your 1018, argument. So, you know, she smoked a little weed or whatever, and then she ends up losing her kid. She goes in for a routine checkup. You know, they tell her that she's just going to take some urine and blood, and they want to make sure her levels and iron levels are okay. And then, wow. You know, she did all this. And then all of a sudden, the day the kid's born, here they come. And they just took the kid away.
Because they found that she'd used marijuana? Because they found she...
Right, because they falsely tested. They said that they were testing for iron, and they were testing for, you know, they wanted to make sure that her hormones were okay. They wanted to do all this, that, and the other. And then they kind of blindfolded her on a test like that.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, you know, like, so, and, you know, 3 or 4 months go by, and then all of a sudden she's thinking everything's okay. But literally the day that the kid was born, here comes CPS to take the kid away. And the kid's like 2 now, and she's still fighting for that kid. Fighting for custody of that child.
Canada has now said they're going to legalize it even for recreational use, and people are starting to realize the many medical uses of marijuana. And as we've been told time and again, you know, here in Texas, they don't even recognize the medical use of marijuana for anything, except they put one exception in, and that is for uncontrolled brain seizures, because so many kids have epileptic situations, or in many cases, these brain seizures began, interestingly enough, after the kids took a lot of vaccines all at once, and it caused them to start having uncontrollable seizures. The big pharmaceutical drugs don't help with that. They found that marijuana is the only thing that can control that, but they have taken many kids away from the parents because they gave them that treatment, the only treatment that would help them to fight these brain seizures. In many cases, the brain seizures started because of the mandatory vaccines. And if you don't do the mandatory vaccines, they kick you out of the school system in California. In some places, they may begin taking the kids away from the parents. I mean, that's the next thing that they're going to do. It's absolutely amazing to see this happening. Here we have marijuana still as a class 1 drug, which says that it has no medical use. Well, we know that. It does. As a matter of fact, Texas even has admitted that it does have a medical use, but they will still treat it as if it was the most dangerous drug. And when we're looking at the massive increase in kids who are put into the foster care system, it's gone up by about 30% because of opioid epidemics. In many cases, the parents are opioid addicts. Yet if they really believe that their war on drugs work, wouldn't you think that they would prohibit that? Of course not. It's Big Pharma. Big Pharma profits. AMA profits. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
good night.
Welcome back. We're taking your calls, and we had to go to a break, but we had Thomas in Wisconsin had something he wanted to add about China. So let's go back to Thomas, and then we're going to go to Sean in Houston, as well as Jorge in California. Go ahead, Thomas.
All right. David, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So, yeah, you know, I feel like this is kind of getting buried in the news, that whole disease X thing or whatever, you know, that we were warned about, I don't know, what, nine months ago or something like that, where the Global
CDC was
Health
about
Organization,
that.
Right, mm-hmm. they were talking about that. And then, you know, then magically it just shows up, you know, in China, and it shows up in chicken. And, you know, the thing that I wanted to comment on was, you know, I've heard numbers all the way up to 90% of our chicken being, you know, not produced there, but being sent over there to be plucked, butchered, and then sent back. Now,
yeah,
I mean, do we have like a cause of concern of that? I mean, you know, what do you think about that? I mean, you know, what do you think?
Well, you know, we have a very long supply chain, and we've seen things happen. Even things like spinach, you know, you can have a situation where it's coming in from Mexico or even just within this own country.
Right.
We just had an epidemic with lettuce. So whenever you got large, but long supply chains, and you got industrialized production, you can have all types of things introduced at any stage. Now, you're right. They do send stuff to China. They process it, and they send it back to us. I mean, that's an issue. We had this fight some time ago. You had people who are big chicken producers in Arkansas, Tyson Chicken. They successfully lobbied the Clinton administration and said, we want you to redefine what frozen chicken is. Well, you and I would think that frozen chicken is chicken that's been frozen. But no, not according to the Bill Clinton. If you make the right kind of donations, chicken can still be frozen and not be frozen. And so they came up with some kind of, it depends on what the meaning of is. Well, it depends on what the meaning of frozen is and how long it was frozen or whatever. I forget the way that they prevaricated around that regulation. But the bottom line is that, yes, it is an issue. And, yes, there are, as Donald Rumsfeld said, there are known unknowns and there are unknown unknowns. And so what the CDC was trying to do, and we find this kind of ominous, so the World Health Organization, whoever it was that put that advisory out about Disease X, they want to get us to be concerned about that. And that makes us very concerned because we do know that the CDC has brought in and I'm talking about something that goes beyond an accident in our food supply. I'm talking about deliberate weaponized stuff. I mean, we're talking about runaway technologies. Everybody's always worried about, are we going to have a runaway nuclear reaction at a nuclear reactor? Are we going to have a out-of-control nuclear war start? Or is AI going to somehow suddenly become super intelligent and run away in that respect? We've got a lot of different things. We've got, you know, nanotechnology. We're going to have gray goo that runs away as these self-replicating nanobots reproduce. Well, there's a lot of runaway scenarios, but there's a lot of stuff that our government is constantly working on. We had Eisenhower warn us about the military-industrial complex, how they were taking over foreign policy, how they were taking over all university research, all scientific research, and how they were using it to weaponize things. And that's precisely what the CDC does. The CDC brings in diseases. They make them more difficult to cure. They make them more potent. They make them easier to transmit. They call that select agents. They weaponize diseases. They bring them in. And you have a situation, a couple of years ago, down at the Primate Center in Tulane, they had a disease that was only found in a couple of places in the world that was can be fatal to humans. It was Burkholderia pseudomallei, and they let that get out of a bio-level safety level three safety lab there at that facility. While they were working with it for what now they say they're trying to create a vaccine. Well, that concerns us as well, too, right? Are they going to create a threat and then sell us the vaccine? I don't put it past these people. I don't put it past them to create weapons and release them deliberately into our country or into another country. I really am concerned about this whole bioweapon program that has been started. It was started by bringing over Nazi scientists and Japanese scientists who were war criminals. That was the beginning of that whole program in Fort Meade. So I'm concerned about that kind of malicious stuff. I'm concerned about the carelessness. We've had many, many documented cases of the CDC labs and their incompetence actually mailing live anthrax to people to be used in training exercises and so forth. So a lot of incompetence, a lot of maliciousness
And that makes us all concerned when we see them talking about some unknown disease that hasn't been created yet. It's like, okay, are you just giving us, are you just creating anticipation for your planned event? That's what I'm concerned about. So yeah, that is my concern. We can always have things that go bad in the supply chain. We can always have careless actors. But then the other part of the question is, why are they working so hard to make weaponized biological vectors here? It's just crazy to me. Just crazy. But thanks. I want to get to some of the other callers. Any other comments about that, Thomas?
Well, actually, there was actually one last thing I'm going to leave you with the whole CPS thing. All right. So I live in a very, Democrat, giving county or whatever. So if a woman that's pregnant gets locked up in this county jail and she's addicted to opiates, because this is something that you wanted to talk about or something you were talking about, if she's addicted to opiates, she is allowed by law to be transported to the next county to go get methadone to subsidize, so this way she doesn't go through withdrawals. Now, of course, we know what's going to happen to the baby. When the baby comes out, the baby will be addicted to opiates and having those withdrawals. But by law, the county sheriff has to transport her to the next county so she doesn't have problems. And, and to me, I just think that that's kind of sick in a way, because they're potentially poisoning a child at that and then putting a child who's not even born yet, into a, to an opiate addicted lifestyle to,
But then your friend who was pregnant and had smoked marijuana, I don't know if it was for recreational use or if it was for medical use, has the kid taken away, and the kid's not going to be addicted to marijuana. Right. You don't get addicted to marijuana. Right. You get addicted to opioids. You get addicted to crack cocaine, which the CIA started.
Exactly.
I mean, all this kind of stuff. It's amazing.
That was the point I was trying to play was, like a woman who smokes weed because she's having upset stomach and she's having all these problems. She can't eat. She can't sleep. She can't, all because, and we all know what, marijuana, we all know what that, what
medical, it's very effective at controlling nausea. That's why you had people doing that when they were taking chemotherapy. As a matter of fact, I remember one of the early activists, Peter McWilliams.
And so
in California, they came after him, and he actually choked to death on his vomit, I think, because a judge locked him up because he continued to smoke marijuana to control the nausea from his chemotherapy. They locked him up, and he died in prison choking on his vomit.
It's just sick to me that, that they take her child, who she's, I don't even want to get into her bio, but that, that's all, but she was way more capable than somebody who is locked up in jail, able fed this medicine because they don't want her to be sick. But what's the effect on the child?
It's about profits. If they were serious about their war on drugs, they would outlaw opioids and they would shut down and come in and take the assets of these companies. They're starting to work a little bit towards that way, but not enough. Thank you so much for calling, Thomas. Let's go to Sean in Houston. You've been holding for a while, Sean. Thank you for holding.
David.
Hey.
Just want to run my, fingers, two fingers, rabbit ears in the air, conspiracy theory by you real quick. But with everything that I see going on, the media has turned into a huge propaganda machine. We all know this. And I look at Hillary as she was going to be the front man for Hitler, because the underground government, being Obama and his FBI, CIA, and all that stuff, kind of running things right now. The big picture is they want to try and turn this country into a socialist country, just like the Nazi regime. And one of the reasons they're playing all these programs on TV about the rise of the Third Reich. You see all these shows on TV about Hitler and stuff.
They're trying.
They're
kind of like 24, where they captured people for Homeland Security. They would have to torture them to find out where the ticking time bomb with the digital timer that's always there is going to go off. All right, hang on. We got to take a break. We'll come right back to you, Sean.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to go right back to your calls in just a moment. We had Sean just getting ready to drop a conspiracy theory on us. We had to go to a commercial break. And I've got to tell you a little bit about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that are on sale right now, because that's the way we fund this operation, the way we fund this program. We have a couple of new sales. We've got our Immune Gargle All Sizes Combo, and that's the spray bottle plus a couple of refill bottles in different sizes. You get all three of those together and you save 50% off. And again, Immune Gargle, we call it Immune Gargle because it has nano silver in it. Very effective for topical applications, spraying in your mouth, spraying on your hands, whatever. It's got nano silver. It kills viruses and bacteria. Very, very powerful at killing viruses and bacteria. Again, you can get the Immune Gargle All Sizes Combo 50% off. We also have all Alexa Pure products at 25% off. We have water filters in various sizes, as well as the Alexa Pure air filter. We use that in our home. Silent, effective, attractive unit. Very important to have clean air in home. We all try to make our homes as airtight as possible for energy efficiency, whether we're trying to heat or cool. And this removes contaminants that naturally gas out of many products that you have in your house, as well as cooking things that get concentrated there, odors. It's very effective at removing those. And also the water filters. 25% off all Alexa Pure products. Finally, our new product that just came out this week, ExtendoWise. It is a heart support supplement, fish oil, and other things. It's now 35% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for supporting us. All right, let's go back to Sean in Houston. Sean, you were about ready to drop a conspiracy theory on us. Go ahead.
It's really just in a nutshell is that what is going on right now that I see is that because they're not speaking anything about what is happening with the IG on the news at all.
That's right.
All they're talking about is something that's been happening for 30 years, and it's like suddenly it's Trump's fault. But that's right. Neither here nor there. These people are trying to take over America with a socialist party, just like Hitler did. Mm-hmm. And that's why Antifa is there, and George Soros is paying everybody, the DAs, to take over, you know, like, we have a Soros-funded DA right here in Houston. But anyway, in a nutshell, I just wanted to – people always talk about being woke and stuff like that. Well, there's being wakened, you know.
We're talking about Soros and the district attorney races. He's done that. He did that in San Antonio. He's successful there. But in California, he suffered three major defeats, spending a lot of money. He has been defeated in other places. Places where he gets defeated is when people who are running in these local elections say, look at this. George Soros is spending millions of dollars to try to get his guy in who's not going to enforce things like border laws and so forth because they want the open borders. So even as they're running their coup against President Trump with the FBI, with people in the upper echelon of government, it's very important for them to get these open borders. As I mentioned before, you know, going back to the 1960s, you had these economists, Cloward and Piven, and they talked about how we had to publicize the welfare state. We needed to get more people on the welfare state so we could collapse the state and then they could enact their socialist utopia. They had to collapse everything first so they could rebuild their utopia. Then they came up a couple of years ago with the ideas like, oh, that didn't happen, but we can do it if we massively open up the borders and we have an uncontrolled invasion of people coming in from the third world coming in on the welfare system. And so that's what they're up to right now. That is their approach. So it's absolutely essential for them to collapse a country, not only to get rid of Trump, but also to keep the borders open so we can overburden and collapse the welfare state here in America. That's all part of that program.
Well, thanks to you guys at InfoWars and the great work you do, hopefully some of the dumb ones will wake up. And before I let you go,
thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
Love your work. And super male vitality works a little bit too well because my wife loves it. Yeah, the female vitality one. Yeah, that's great.
Well, they're pretty similar. You know what? You get it's very important to get the right nutrition, and we frequently don't get that with the stuff that we get. But thank you for telling us that, and thank you for listening, Sean. Let's go to Jorge in California. Go ahead, Jorge.
Hey, David, can you hear me?
I hear you. Thanks for holding.
Hey, David, now I just want to say I'm a big fan of your show, big fan of InfoWars, and big fan of Alex Jones. Listen to you every single morning, bro.
Well, thank you.
And about this whole situation with Child Protective Services, I just wanted to say that foster care parents, a lot of these foster care parents, kids are just a check. I know this because, you know, I come from a broken down family. I know a lot of cousins that were in the system. And half the time, these foster care parents are literally looking, the more kids they have, the more money they have. And they don't even treat the kids accordingly. They're bad dress, poorly educated. I feel like this whole system is corrupt, you know?
Well, you know, any system that we create is going to have people in it, and that's the problem. And we're going to have to be able to purge the people out of it. That's one of the things that Frank Serpico said about the police. He said any kind of system you have. So the question is, are you going to allow that to exist once you find somebody that's doing the wrong thing, whether they're a police officer, whether they're foster parents, or whether they're CPS workers or whatever? Are you going to allow that to them to stay there because you want to protect everybody who has a job
in that institution, or are you going to purge out those bad actors? That's how we go bad. The other part of it is when we ignore the rules, the due process, as I was talking about the fact that you got all these police officers and CPS people intimidating, blackmailing parents, saying, sign this, or I'm going to put you in jail, or I'm going to take your parent, your kids right now. If you sign this, maybe we'll give them over to a relative. And even if there isn't an issue, as there was in the case of that guy whose wife had had a heart attack, and they called him because they said, well, we don't think this house that the kids are temporarily staying in because your wife's in the hospital with a heart attack, we don't think it's clean enough, so we're going to take your kids. So there's issues like that. We have to protect the rule of law. Make sure that people get due process. Make sure that they're not allowed to steal property without even charging you with a crime, let alone finding you guilty. Make sure that they're not allowed to steal your kids without having the proper legal procedure. There are bad parents out there that have to have their kids taken away, but we've got to have these legal procedures. We've got to be able to purge out the bad actors in the judiciary and the bureaucracy and so forth. That is very important that we do that. And there's good foster parents. I've talked about the foster parents that I knew in North Carolina who refused to give this kind of doped up medication that the system wanted their kids on. They stood against that. And some of them even said, okay, that's fine, give it to us, we'll give it, and didn't give the medication to the kids and watched them closely to make sure that it wasn't something that they really needed. So, you know, there are, it's a full spectrum here. We just have to be wise about the way that we do this. We have to purge the bad actors, and we have to make sure that we have legal protections in there for everybody. I think that's the bottom line, Jorge.
No, that is true, David. And I see, and I don't want to bash not every foster care parent, because there is a lot of good ones that really, really, really care for the kids. So, you know, much respect and love to them. But you know what? I feel that Child Protective Services, they should be involved more in the kids, in the kids' life as they put them in these foster care parents. A lot of times they leave them.
They have so many. They don't do vetting, and they have, there's so many reports about abuse here because they are not following a system that is set up to protect the rights of the innocent. You know, we have to understand that even though we want to get guilty people, and this is anything the government does, we have to protect the rights of the innocent people. The worst thing that can happen, worse than letting bad people go loose, is to turn our government into bad people. That's why I talk about the torture issues and so forth. We can't allow our government to become terrorists. We can't allow our government to become criminalists because they say they're going to protect us against the criminals and the terrorists, so we got to give them shortcuts and so forth. I appreciate that. Or, hey, I want to get to one more caller who's been holding, and that's Jordan from Vermont. Go ahead, Jordan. We got about a minute and a half.
Hello?
Hey. Thank you, Jordan.
Hey,
thanks for holding. We got about a minute and a half.
I just wanted to try to make it quick. I was living in South Carolina. My daughter was about 4 years old, went to school, told a story that her and my younger daughter were out all night playing and were running through the woods, and my younger daughter broke her arm. So she went to the school, told this story. They contacted me. I told them, you know, that's ridiculous. And, you know, I went and picked my daughter up. There's my other daughter with me. Obviously, they saw she was fine. They still called the protective services people and stuff. They came out and did me a big what to do about nothing, and then they started grilling me about stuff that had happened 10 years ago, possession of malt beverage that I got when I was 19.
Wow. They were after you. Yeah,
and
they were after you. Did they take your child, or did you
No, they didn't. I was actually in between. I was about to move to Vermont, so I moved in the case got transferred, and when the people in Vermont took it over, they actually just dropped it immediately.
Well, you had a close call. I'm glad that that didn't happen. You know, I had a similar situation. I never realized when I was a kid how close I came to having something like that happen. I was riding a horse. It got away from me. I was very young. And took me under a tree limb, scraped me up, knocked me off. I didn't have any broken bones, but I was beaten up pretty badly. And they came after my parents. I didn't realize until I became an adult how close I was being kidnapped. Thanks for joining us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.